The NFL draft 2 weeks away from Saturday. We'll have it covered for you right here on your home for the best Bucks coverage, 620 WDAE, with the official draft day party. Joining us now, he'll hear his name called sometime that day. The MAC Most Valuable Player 2 years in a row. A defensive end who can also play outside linebacker from Northern Illinois. Larry English is joining us. Larry, some pretty good players coming from the MAC conference over the years, including some MVPs. I guess you're just the next in a long line of those guys.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely an honor to be in that list, looking at the guys, the type of players that were in that MVP list. I remember the first time 2 years ago when I won the award, I saw that list. I felt I was in real good company.
You know, looking at you, defensive end from Northern Illinois, some projecting you to outside linebacker. You know, which is it going to be in the NFL? Which do you want it to be in the NFL?
You know what, to be honest, I don't have a preference. I mean, I'm completely comfortable playing DN. I've done it for the past 5 years, and I'm comfortable with that position. But at the same time, I got the athleticism to play at the linebacker position. I played linebacker all throughout my career before I came to college. So, you know, I'm comfortable, you know, out of a two-point and things like that. So, you know, it's really just going to be up to what team I go to and the scheme that I think they run. And, you know, like I said, I think I would fit in either way.
With that being the case, it does depend on which team, because if you're going to go to a 3-4 defense, obviously you're going to be an outside linebacker, but a 4-3, they're going to want a guy that's going to get to the quarterback. Which teams are showing you the most interest so far this offseason?
You know, there's honestly, it's hard to pinpoint. You know, I've had a lot of teams showing me interest, both 3-4 and 4-3. You know, Tampa Bay has showed me interest. You know, the Bears have showed me interest. You know, New York Giants. Then also, you know, a lot of the 3-4 teams such as New England, Denver, Miami, and Baltimore, they've all showed interest too. Also, you know, teams like Arizona and Pittsburgh. So, I mean, there's a wide array of teams that I've been seeing interest from. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm only going to end up in one place. And, you know, it's kind of hard to predict where that is going to be at this point. You know, so I'm, you know, looking forward to 2 weeks from Saturday, and I think it'll bring a little bit of clarity, so you know, I'm looking forward to that day.
Are you going to be sitting down watching the draft that day, or are you going to try and get your mind away from it?
You know what, I'm not sure yet, to be honest. That's going to be a little bit of a game time decision, I think. I'll have to wait to see how I'm feeling that day, but you know, I will say that I'll be at home with the people that mean the most to me, with my, you know, some few close family members, and well, from there.
Defensive end, outside linebacker from Northern Illinois. Larry English is joining us. And Larry, you mentioned the Bucks as one of the teams interested in you. Of course, we here in Tampa Bay. You know, who, you know, did you meet with the Bucks? Who did you meet with the Bucks? How did that meeting go? We're just kind of interested in that.
You know what, I met with everybody. I met with the whole staff, you know, at the combine. You know, the meeting went well. And, you know, I like the coaching staff and the scheme that they run, and, you know, I've watched tape of the Bucks playing, and, you know, I like, you know, the scheme and the way that they play defense. So, you know, I think that, you know, if they were to pick me, you know, I feel that, you know, me as a player and as an athlete would fit in good with that scheme.
Now, you talk about the combine. It's quite the process every year. Senior Bowl, I know you played in that. From my understanding, the Bucks were very interested in you at the Senior Bowl. I guess that kicked it off for them. Then you go to the combine, and then, of course, your pro day. How has this offseason treated you so far?
You know what, I think it's been pretty good. The Senior Bowl, I think, went well for me. I think that kind of got my name out there a little bit more. The combine, you know, I didn't perform as well as I wanted to, but fortunately, you know, I was able to come in on my pro day and perform better, and, you know, had some individual workouts and some team visits, and, you know, some meetings with the teams and things like that. And I think, you know, overall it's been a good process for me, and I really am just, you know, grateful and blessed to be in the position that I am, and at the same time looking forward to being with an organization and ready to go full speed ahead, you know, getting ready and getting set into to the season.
You mentioned those meetings, and you know, any prospect you talk to, that they're all, you know, I can go out there, I can run a 40, I can go through the drills, but the meetings, the mental pressure that is put on you and all the prospects in the draft. You know, tell me about these meetings that you go in with multiple teams. What do you guys talk about in these meetings?
You know what, to be honest, the meetings weren't as stressful for me, honestly, because, you know, I kind of went into the situation with the mindset that, you know, I really truly have nothing to hide, and I'm just going to be myself, you know, and it's nothing more than a group of men conversing in a room, you know. You know, they want to know personal information. They do want to know about your background, your upbringing. They want to know about your college experience. They want to know what type of character you have. And, you know, I think that those are the type of things that are, in most cases, hard to hide. You know, at least they are for me. And, you know, I think that, you know, with me, what you see is what you get. So, you know, I think, you know, the whole meeting process, it was a good experience for me. And I think that it was a plus for my status and, you know, stock, if you will, I guess.
You know, what's the most interesting question you've gotten asked to you?
Most interesting?
Yeah.
you know.
I mean, I think they ask you everything. I figured there's got to be that one question.
They do. I think the most interesting one was, how many times a week do you smoke dope?
How many times a week?
How many times a week do you smoke dope?
May I ask your answer, or is that confidential?
No,
how do you answer that? You got to answer it with none, right?
Yeah, that was my answer. That's my answer, but that's the truth for me. For some guys, you know, that might not be the truth, and I don't know how they answer a question like that. But I can't do it myself. It was an easy question.
You know, and speaking of that, I want to touch on this real quick before we let you go. You know, we had those erroneous reports that came out that some of the prospects, B.J. Raji, Percy Arvin, a couple other players were caught with a failed drug test with marijuana, a couple of players caught with steroids. Now, those reports have now been come out, and they've admitted that that website hasn't admitted, but it's been proven that those reports were false. If you were one of those players and you know that you're clean, and you have one of these just random websites out there accusing you of having a failed drug test, how would you react to that?
Obviously, you know, that's extremely disappointing, you know, especially if you know that you are clean and these reports are erroneous, as you said. So it's extremely disappointing, because at the end of the day, when that information like that gets out there, then, you know, even when they come back and say, oh, they were wrong, you know, just like you said, I didn't know that those came back and that they came back and said, oh, they were wrong. Just the fact that your name is associated with it, you know, you can't help but believe that it hurts you. If not in the draft, it hurts, you know, your character, because, you know, I don't know, just being other people hearing that, you know, most people when they hear stuff in the media, they take it as being the truth, you know, off top. And, you know, even though something like that's not true, you know, it's just disappointing. And also at the same time, it's a shame that, you know, the media can just put erroneous information out there like that, especially when it's something to that caliber, you know, to that level.
It's something so touchy, too, because something like that could drop you down 10, 15 slots. And there's a difference of millions of dollars there. And I, I mean, I don't know about you. I'd be pretty pissed off if that happened to me.
Yeah, of course.
You don't want to lose out on money.
Yeah, well, of course you would, and I know those guys are too. I know that's got to be extremely frustrating, but at the end of the day, it's almost like, what do you do, you know?
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
I mean,
it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that a website would do that. Last question for you, Larry English, joining us, defensive and outside linebacker out of Northern Illinois. One of my favorite villains of all time is Darth Vader. And I understand that's your nickname. So I need to tell you, I need to ask you why people call you Darth Vader.
You know what, that's honestly a funny story how people started calling me that. I think it was like my freshman or sophomore year in college, and I was in the locker room, and there was only a couple people in the locker room. And I had asthma, so I'd take an inhaler before, you know, sometimes before exercise. You know, I take the inhaler, you know. somebody was on the other side of the locker room, and they just didn't know anybody else was in there, and they heard that noise of that puff that the inhaler makes. And they ran to see what it was, and it was me standing there, and I just took a puff of my inhaler. And it was something that simple. And then people started calling me that, and that nickname just caught on for a little bit.
Do you like it? Do you like it?
You know, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. It's funny because a lot of the guys that were calling me that, though, have since graduated and moved on. So some of the young guys don't know that, you know, that was my nickname at a point.
Well, I'll tell you what, Darth Vader is a mean SOB, and that's not a bad nickname to have going into the NFL. So I know that's watching you on film, that's the type of player you are. So, Larry, I do appreciate you joining us today. Good luck 2 weeks from Saturday. Looking forward to hearing your name called, and who knows, we might be seeing you wearing a Buccaneer uniform next year as well. So good luck, and we'll hopefully talk to you draft day after the Bucs draft you.
Okay, then take it easy.
All right, you got it. Larry English, defensive end out of Northern Illinois.